Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
So, a bit of a Prince concert is appropriate here, Richie, at 24 past the hour, because Prince says he's going to publish an unconventional memoir of his life.
Really?
Next year, yes.
What does that mean?
This might be, well, because he's a rather...
He's an unconventional guy.
Exactly, right. As far as music is concerned, there are a lot of unconventional people, but he is... as unconventional as they come. He's working on an autobiography that his publishers describe as an unconventional and poetic journey through his life. It'll find Prince writing in his own words about his own life with his family, the people, the places, the ideas that have fired his imagination, as well as the inspiration behind many of his classic songs. The memoir, not titled yet. Unclear what chapters of the mythology...
You know it's going to be called Purple Rain. I mean...
You think that's be the best title for it?
Yeah.
No?
Well...
That's pretty much the story of his life.
I would call it intrigue if it were me. Because this thing is focusing on the intrigue from his rise in Minneapolis, St. Paul, which is where he came from. And that's part of, I think, what Purple Rain is about. Isn't it, Richie, when you get right down to it?
His family and his rise to the
right.
His
he came from Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Right, yes, definitely.
Yep. His fallout with Warner Brothers, the artist formerly known as Prince. And that's why he did that, by the way. You knew that, right?
Yes.
Because they owned Prince.
Right.
So he had to change it. So that was where that came from.
Show the man.
Yeah, right, exactly. His memoir also talking about his collaboration with Eddie Murphy's brother. They played basketball with each other for some reason or other. And he told that story to Dave Chappelle, which will appear in here. A lot of people have been intrigued because Prince is just
like
a little guy. He's a little teeny guy.
Yeah, I walked by him in New York once. And he's like, I mean, you can pick him up and throw him in your
Little teeny guy. So let's see here. There were a series of piano and microphone performances. He's been doing a lot of intimate very small venues and telling stories from his life. Why would people be interested? I don't even begin to care.
He's the one guy I haven't seen that's on my bucket list of concerts.
Really? Do you care about his life or do you care about his music?
I care about him. He's just such an interesting guy. He's old school funk.
Yep.
And he's one of the most amazing guitar players. And he's soulful. And he's rocking.
Mm-hmm.
And it just he's everything I like in music. He encapsulates.
Yeah.
And he can do any genre. As a matter of fact, I think I sent this to you a while back, but if you haven't seen when George Harrison was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004, Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne and George Harrison's son and a bunch of other people, Steve Winwood, were all up on stage to do a version of While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And Prince played guitar, and he played the guitar lead on that song.
I didn't know that.
And it's the most amazing guitar work.
I have great regard for him.
Maybe
by the way,
top 10. The guy is Hendrix.
One of the things that's supposed to be neat about this is a touching tribute he's writing to his one-time girlfriend and collaborator, a woman named Vanity.
Oh, yeah.
He's still apparently holds some kind of strong thought for. So anyway, Prince publishing an unconventional memoir, a story about his music and that sort of thing. Story is in What's New at DougStephan.com if you want to get more details of this. A lot of other messages are there as well. Our poll for the day today asks you how often you text from somebody you don't know. Do you text back to people? Like, you get a phone call from somebody you don't know who it is. Do you return it? Do you take it? 28 after on Good Day.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What if you could enjoy more free time and still get all your work done? We'll tell you how, thanks to a tip from a listener.
Ryan says he goes to a sporting event or concert just about every week. Because he's paid for the ticket in advance, he feels compelled to go.
That's his secret. It forces him to focus so he gets his work done in less time. This greater efficiency gives him more time to have fun. We've tested it, and it works for us, too.
So what's something you really enjoy doing? Get it on your schedule. Pay in advance if you can. It creates a negative incentive, a cost with no benefit if you don't go.
So you'll push harder to get your work done in less time. Enjoy more downtime for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever thought about the ethics associated with parenting? Actually, there are three ethical principles required to raise children responsibly. Here's the philosophical science of it. First, you must teach your children a social ethic, a how to get along with others, and most parents excel here. Next, an individual ethic, how to take care of themselves mentally and physically. Parents, they excel here too. The third area, well, most parents fall short when it comes to teaching their child why they're here. It's kind of like a roadmap that helps them find meaning in life. What's the cheap psychological trick? Mastering two out of three ethics is good, but it takes all three ethics to develop a love for living. Maybe you ought to ask your child, what do you want to do with your life? Maybe you ought to ask a little more often. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.